We have a performer who I've been really looking forward to hearing. He's in from Cleveland today just to play for you. He's a multi-instrumentalist, an inventive player. We'll talk with him after he plays his first song for you. His name is Istvan Medjeshi.
Thank you.
Ishvan Madgeshi here at the Saturday Light Brigade. You're probably used to that slow pronunciation.
Oh, yeah,
people
all
trying
the time.
To make sure.
All the time.
I think I'm getting it right. I hope I am. That was breathtaking.
Oh, well, thank you so much. I'm glad to be here.
And this that I'm sure was your composition. Is it named?
It kind of goes through a lot of different names. I kind of like that piece because when I play it live, it happens differently all the time. I mean, thematically, it's kind of the same, but there's always room for improvisation in it, which
yeah.
I love about it. The name, too, sometimes I'll name it something vulgar, so I won't repeat any of those on the air.
Thank you.
But it's a really fun song to play. A lot of times I'll incorporate a lot of electronic instruments, synthesizers, and things like that along with it.
Yeah, and watching you play, well, first a couple technical questions. Were you in a traditional tuning? Or?
No, it's in open C minor, which is from the low to the high string C, C, G, C, G, C, E flat.
Are you still in tune that way?
Yeah, yeah.
Would you mind just playing each string? Neat. Which has got to be a really different sound to a lot of folks. The other thing I noticed is, you know, he's playing very much with both hands, strumming occasionally with his left hand as well as his right. And I looked very carefully. You must have great calluses and great nails, no picks.
I do have great nails, actually. It's something that I used to bite my fingernails when I was a kid. And since I stopped, it's really – I used to be a pad player, if you know what that means. I'd play with the pads at the end of my
yeah.
fingers. And there's a level of comfort and precision that I don't find with, like, traditional finger picks. Like, they always feel like they're not part of my actual hand, and
yeah.
they feel really
yeah.
weird.
Yeah, it's like these little extenders.
So now I've got these really sharp and super sexy fingernails.
Well, I was watching it. You always know a guitarist's hand. Generally, I mean, if they're either a professional or somebody who plays a lot, and just watching you play almost like a piano, both hands, really all fingers moving. I couldn't see at first, and I looked up and I said, wow, he's doing that without, you know, with just his bare hands, shredding it. When did you start playing? Tell me about, I'm curious about your childhood. And are you from Cleveland originally?
Yeah, I'm from Cleveland. I grew up outside of Cleveland in a really small little town right on Lake Erie, which I'm living back in again now. I dig it. But I really never got introduced to playing for my family. My dad's a minister, so there was always some level of music. They're also, both my parents are from Hungary, so there was a really broad and semi-strange mix of like religious music and Hungarian folk music, but also other things. My older brother listened to a lot of heavy metal and Stranger Things, which I liked at a very young age. But I first started playing at a friend's house, and he had a guitar. I think we were like 12 or 13, and I figured I could pick out Nirvana's Come As You Are as it was playing along. So I'm like, well, maybe I should buy one. And from there, it's kind of snowballed into something that I do all the time, and has broadened into different instruments. I play banjo. I've studied some sitar as well, and then a lot of electronic modular synthesis, sampling, things like that. So there's always a plethora of texture available. And I mean, personally, like, I might be lazy sometimes, so like having those different mediums kind of keep me from getting into ruts, and keeps my interest in a lot of things, you know what I mean?
Well, they give you a chance. You're talking about the toys.
Oh, right? Yeah, right, right.
It gives you a chance to explore other parts of your creativity.
Absolutely.
As you do it, because you're incredibly dexterous, but there are times when you might not want to have to work through those parts as much as just
yeah, right.
Other things. How did you come about your style of playing? I know that's a really broad question, but were there folks who influenced you, or did you? Because I really think you're pretty much, you know, unique in terms of what you're doing.
I mean, I would say that a lot of folks influenced me from a lot of different genres. When I first started playing, actually, like when I first started actually learning how to play guitar, it was to the guy who was teaching me like chords. He started playing Pipeline by the Shantays. I don't know if you guys remember the old surf tune Pipeline, and yeah. I was like, I remember hearing that as a kid, and I love that kind of thing. So surf music was really like the first music on guitar that I learned, which when I look back, it really, I'm glad about that because it kind of incorporated a lot of rhythmic playing and also some lead playing. So there was kind of a harmony of learning scales, learning rhythms, having to know all my chords. So it was a lot of fun, and then that broadened into so many different things. You know, I played a lot of punk, and Mississippi John Hurt was probably one of the biggest influences on my acoustic playing. It's what got me into finger picking. I realized that I could pick along to Lewis Collins or some song like that, and you know, I never went back. But I love generally, not lying, like almost every type of music. I mean, unless it's whatever. I mean, I'm not going to get into my dislikes of music, but so I like to draw inspiration from everything. I mean, to me, there's a lot of overlap, whether or not it's immediately noticeable. There's a lot of things that can be translated. One of the rhythms in that song is basically something that I do when I'm playing clawhammer style banjo. You know, it's just like a syncopated thing, but instead of having the really high fifth string on this thing, it's just smacking that low C. But, you know, I will throw on a very weird and broad range of music throughout the day.
It's really, it's just a pleasure to listen. I want to be sure we get one or two more songs, and Ishvan Madgashi is here with us. We've linked to your Bandcamp page from our website so people can find you. What do you want to do next?
I'm going to play a little traditional blues tune, if you don't mind.
Absolutely. It'd be a pleasure.
Maybe do a little singing for you, too.
Now, a slide has come on. That's something you can't... you're not going to work on your finger, on your pinky there to emulate a slide.
Right, exactly. I used to actually play with whatever I could find for slide because I never found one that was really comfortable for me. I don't know why this big old brass slide that kind of is way too long for my pinky finger. I don't know. It became one of those things that, talking about finger picks, not feeling like it's part of your hand, it's almost kind of, I don't know, it feels really natural for some strange reason to have a big brass bar on your finger if that could ever be possible, but... this is a tune called Motherless Children. Motherless children have a hard time when your mother is dead. Mother is dead. Motherless children have a hard time when your mother is dead. Mother is dead. They will do the best that they can. It don't really mean they understand.
mother's children have a hard time when your mother is dead. Mother is dead. They will say it's the one treat you like your mama will when your mother is dead. Mother is dead. Says they won't treat you like your mama will when your mother is dead. Mother is dead. They will do the best that they can. It don't mean that they understand. Your motherless children have a hard time when your mother is dead. Mother is dead. Children have a hard time when your mother is dead. Mother is dead. Motherless children have a hard time when your mother is dead. Mother is dead. They will do the best they can. It don't really mean they understand. Your motherless children have a hard time when your mother is dead. Mother is dead. Mother is dead. Mother is dead.
You've got a great voice. It's Ishvan Medgyashi. Keep the last one's harder for me. Medgyashi. Is that right?
Medgyashi.
Medgyashi.
Very, very close. It's those three consonants together, D, G, and Y, is a pretty strange combination that most people.
Yeah, you wouldn't.
Are uncomfortable you, with, I suppose.
You have edgy embedded in your name.
Yeah.
M-E-G-G-Y.
I think it's like it always made me laugh growing up because like when you separate it, it's like a dia. It's a little Hungarian speciality right there. It's like chicken paprikash and and balesh, that dia.
So a number of folks are commenting on Facebook and dropping me notes saying how much they are enjoying hearing you. It was Larry in Elwood City. He said, I knew an Ishvan, and he went by Steve, and he wanted to know if that's common.
Yeah, actually, a lot of people call me Steve or Steve-O, especially like growing up going to school because no one could ever say my name completely right, so I figured that if the last name was the only thing that they would get wrong, and they don't say that as often, just call me Steve. But I'm Ishvan to my family, to a lot of friends, and that's what I perform by as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. I guess the ST, the common ST sound.
Right.
But he brought up the same thing. Were your parents, were they born in Hungary?
Yeah, my dad came over in 1956 during the revolution. He was 10 years old. And my mom was a little bit older, 27, I believe. And they met in New Jersey where they were both living at the time. And I was born there, but moved to Ohio when I was like two. So every time I visit New Jersey, I'm so thankful that we moved to Ohio. It's really congested and smelly. Sorry, anybody from New Jersey. I love you, but I don't mind not visiting.
Now, you know, I was born in Cleveland, but
really?
Moved to Pittsburgh when I was about two or three. I don't quite say it the way you do, but I have no memories of Cleveland whatsoever.
Right. I think that Pittsburgh and Cleveland, well, I shouldn't say that on the air. I was going to say I note the similarities. Let me just go.
The industrial heritage is
absolutely
is similar, but I just don't have a single memory. And I, You know, Pittsburghers, especially at sports, will talk about our rivalry with Cleveland.
Right.
I'll often say, well, I don't have an iron in that fire.
Absolutely. Me neither, which is it's a really wonderful thing, and it saves a lot of grievance when you're talking about that thing. It's like, I really don't care if you like the Browns or you like the Steelers. It is an interesting geographical boundary, though.
Yes.
I take the back way out here a lot because it's a beautiful drive, and it's not, you know, maybe a 15 minutes longer than getting on the turnpike. But there's a noticeable line when the Browns signs stop and the Steelers signs start.
Definitely.
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's things get flat or paly.
Yeah, for sure,
which way
exactly.
You go. We have about 5 minutes of radio time left, and I want to be sure you get it and play us out. Ishvan Medgeshi is who it is that you're hearing. I posted just now a link to his Bandcamp page on our Facebook site, so you can check more of his music out. It's been such a busy morning. Thank you for being here with us. I hope we can catch you. Are you playing anywhere in Pittsburgh today?
No, I'm not.
Hang on. John, did you just... Okay, thank you. Go ahead.
Not today, but hopefully in the future. I'm doing some recording now. I'm doing some regional shows outside of Cleveland, Columbus, out a little bit west of there in Sandusky, Ohio, a couple close to home in Cleveland, which I play there pretty often. Yeah, as time is progressing and I'm starting to have a little bit more time, I'm trying to get on the road a little bit more.
Yeah,
and,
we got to get you. I appreciate your coming in this morning.
So I appreciate you having me. It's wonderful. Give me 1 second to retune my guitar, and I'll play you a quick song that my buddy wrote.
You got it. And as Ishar retunes, I'm going to just thank Colleen Katow, Alana Kalesa, Environmental Charter Schools Poets, and Elias Corey for being here with us. Ishvan had a chance to listen to his set. And thank you for being here. We'll meet you next week right here for the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Tuning is always encouraged here. It's a good thing tune is both a verb and a noun.
Exactly. I've actually learned to get really good at tuning really fastly or quickly, I should say. Fastly, that's my Cleveland heritage talking right there. This is a tune that a good friend of mine wrote a long time ago. I've been playing it now for, I don't know, 10, 12 years at this point. It's called Sun Finally Rises by Jeremy Rich.
Come to me quickly before I must go. My eyes are so heavy, and my words are slow. The beer that I drink, yeah, it's warm in my hand. Well, I must be going. Please understand, when the sun finally rises and the night becomes day, you'll come running to find me, yeah, but I've gone away. So please say goodbye now, because my train's on the track. Well, I hope you don't love me, because I ain't coming back. When you wake tomorrow and I am not here, yeah, please don't be angry and don't have no fear. But don't look for me now, 'cause I'm not around. And I'm just a man. They'll never be bound. When the sun finally rises and the night becomes day, you'll come running to find me, yeah. But I've gone away, I've gone away. Because my train's on the track. Well, I hope you don't love me, because I ain't coming back. No, 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 I ain't coming back.